Losing a home and losing a grip. America's housing sector resides close to the mythology and reality of the American dream. Foreclosure pain for Americans and sanctions for some big banks who caused it. On this Tuesday, February 7th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
We begin with some legal developments in the foreclosure crisis. We note a legal milestone for the U.S. government in the war on terror, and we conclude this hour with a rediscovered piece of American history, a speech from Malcolm X, Lost and Now Found. The speech shows a side of Malcolm X that cracks jokes.
Every follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad must take a hot bath once every 24 hours. And when we were Christians, we took one every Saturday night, and we were lucky if we made it then.
Students at Brown University laughing there. More on that found piece of history later on in the hour. But first, let's check the morning's top headlines.
Another round of voting today in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Joining us now, Marty Owings, a political reporter for Minnesota Capital News and KFAI, our affiliate in Minneapolis. Marty, thanks for joining us. Are we expecting a big turnout?
No, I don't think so, Celeste. The turnout was pretty low in 08, and I don't think it'll be very much higher this year, although Minnesotans have a tendency to get out and do a lot of voting during elections. But I think for Minnesota, it'll be about the same as it was in 08, at least that's what I'm hearing.
Some polls yesterday were showing Rick Santorum polling ahead of Mitt Romney. Is there a chance that Santorum could walk away with Minnesota?
Well, that's interesting. I'm not sure that that's going to be the case or not, but you're right. That's what I hear. Some polls said that. Some polls have Gingrich in the lead, but I think Minnesota's really a toss-up at this point, which is very interesting. Minnesota's an increasingly purple state. Used to be a definite lock for progressives, but it's become more and more conservative, obviously, as Michelle Bachmann and former Governor Tim Pawlenty have both run for president from the state, both conservatives.
So purple that Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, and Rick Santorum are all leading one poll or another, right, Marty?
That's right. That's correct. Yeah, and it's strange here to get kind of the pulse of where conservatives are heading. The local conservative, the GOP, is in trouble in the state. They've had some controversy. They're deep in debt. They've lost their leadership has all changed over, the party leadership in the state. So it's interesting to see what will happen tonight with this vote. But yes, definitely increasingly conservative. But Ron Paul has probably spent the most on ads in the state and been consistently visiting the state. So I wouldn't be surprised if he made a good showing here in Minnesota as well.
Marty Owings, a political reporter for Minnesota Capital News and Takeaway Station KFAI. Thanks.
You bet. Thank you.
In other election news, President Obama's reelection team is refunding more than $200,000 in donations after learning it had ties to a Mexican fugitive. The Syrian city of Homs is reportedly under heavy bombardment for a fourth straight day by the country's security forces. It comes as Russia's foreign minister was greeted with cheers as he arrived in Damascus for talks with President Bashar al-Assad.
And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco is set to issue a landmark ruling over California's ban on same-sex marriage. A three-judge panel will decide if the voter-approved ban, known as Proposition 8, violates the civil rights and equal protection of gay and lesbian couples. Also, economists don't foresee any major policy shifts when Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke appears today before the Senate Banking Committee. He'll testify just days after the January jobs report showed a surge in hiring.
Asian and European markets are down this morning. Futures for Wall Street are down. The Dow starts at 12,845. The S&P opens at 1,344 and the NASDAQ at 2,901. We're going to have a conversation this hour about a proposed Virginia law called the Tim Tebow Bill. The bill calls for allows homeschooled kids to play on public school sports teams. What's your view on this? Should homeschooled kids be allowed to play public school sports? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Coming up, some state governments take matters into their own hands into the housing crisis, brokering a multi-billion-dollar settlement with the big banks. The deal is still meant to address foreclosure abuses. And we'll talk about consumers still feeling the pain, though. More on that in just a few minutes.